Title: One Knob Performance Macros from Scratch with Stock Devices Advanced. Alright, let's build something that instantly makes your drum and bass sessions feel like a track, not a loop. Indeed, NB, the secret weapon is movement. Not random movement, not turn everything up, but controlled tension and release that you can repeat every 8, 16, 32 bars without your mix falling apart. Today you're going to build One Knob Performance Macros from Scratch using only stock Ableton Live devices. These are the kind of knobs you can automate in arrangement or record live from a MIDI controller, and they'll give you musical results fast. We're making three racks. First, a drums knob called Hype. Second, a bass knob called Rec. Third, a PR Remaster transition knob called Tension. And the advanced part is how we map. Multi-parameter mapping, careful ranges, inverse mapping, morph style behavior, and gain compensation so the knob feels expensive. Like DJ plus sound designer in one control. Before we touch devices, here's the macro philosophy that makes or breaks this. Rule 1. One knob equals one musical intention. If you can't describe it in one word like hype, rec, tension, space, smash, it's probably doing too many unrelated things. Rule 2. Range limits are everything. You're not mapping to the maximum because the knob can. You're mapping to the highest musical value that still works at 100% when you're under pressure. Rule 3. Inverse mapping makes it feel natural. As one thing increases, something else backs off. That's how you get more intense without just getting harsher, wider, louder, and more painful. Rule 4. Gain compensation early, not as an afterthought. If your macro just gets louder, you'll think it's better even when it's worse. We're not letting loudness trick us. Also, keep in mind, macro feel is mostly about curve design and arrangement. Straight linear ramps often sound like turning up processing. S-curves feel like energy. Fast little dips create that suckin' moment before impact. We'll come back to that. Cool. Let's build rack 1. Drums. Hype macro. Put this on your drum group. That might be a full drum bus, or a break and tops group, or kick and snare and hats together. Wherever your drums as a unit live, add an audio effect rack at the end of that drum chain. Open macros, rename macro 1 to hype. Now inside the rack, add devices in this order. EQ 8 first, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then utility at the end. This order matters. EQ first shapes what hits saturation and compression. Reverb is late, because we want it subtle and controlled. Utility at the end is your safety harness. Now let's set sensible starting points. On EQ 8, make a gentle high shelf. Pick band 6 or 7, set it to shelf. Set the frequency around 6.5 kHz. Leave the gain at 0 for now, because the macro will move it. Optional but recommended. Set a bell band around 3.5 kHz. Q about 2. Gain at 0 for now. This is your bite control. DNB drums love brightness, but that 3 to 5K area turns into sandpaper fast. On drum bus, set drive to 0, crunch to 0. Keep boom off or very light depending on your kick and your style. Damp around 10 to 20% to keep things from sizzling too much. On glue compressor, keep it gentle. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on average. Turn soft clip on. On saturator, choose analog clip. Drive at 0 to start. Soft clip on. Pull the output down a bit, like minus 3 dB, just to preserve headroom before we even start mapping. Hybrid reverb. Pick a small room or small plate. Decay roughly 0.35 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. Dry slash wet at 0 right now. And inside the reverb EQ, filter it. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 8 to 10K. The goal is room lift, not wash. Utility at the end. Start gain at 0 dB. Width at 100%. We might widen slightly later, but subtle. Now we map the hype macro. Hit map mode. Map the EQ 8 shelf gain to hype. Set the range from 0 dB up to about plus 2.5 dB. That's enough to lift hats and air without turning into brittle noise. Map drum bus drive to hype. Range. 0 up to about plus 6 dB. Map glue threshold to hype. And this one is important. As hype goes up, you want more glue, so the threshold should go down. Set the range so at full hype, the threshold is about 3 to 6 dB lower than your starting point. Keep it subtle. If it starts pumping, you went too far. Map saturator drive to hype. Range, 0 to plus 4 dB. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet to hype. Range, 0 to 6%. Yes, 6, not 30. In Fast DNB Drums, reverb is a seasoning. Now the magic that makes this macro usable. Map utility gain to hype with inverse range. Set it from 0 down to about minus 3 dB. So when you crank hype, your ears are just reacting to volume. Optional pro move. Map that 3.5k bell gain in EQ8 to move downward as hype increases, like 0 down to minus 1.5 dB. That's push-pull mapping. Brighten the air shelf while reducing brittle mid-bite. It sounds more hyped but smoother. Optional. Map utility width from 100 to maybe 115%. That's tiny. On breaks, too much width can get facey fast. Now test it like an arranger, not like a sound designer. In an 8-bar build, automate hype from 0 up to around 70%, but do not live at 100%. 1 bar before the drop, dip it a bit, like 70 down to 50, quick. That creates negative space. Then at the drop, slam to a moderate value, like 35 to 55. Save 100 for special moments, like a fill or a 1-bar everything on fire moment. And remember what I said about curves. Draw an S-curve ramp, and that dip before the drop? Make it fast. Even 10 to 50 milliseconds can feel like the floor drops out. Cool. Rack 2. Bass, rec macro. This is where you get aggression without sacrificing sub-stability. The trick is parallel chains. On your bass instrument track, add an instrument rack. Inside it, create 3 chains, sub, mid, and optional noise slash TTOP. Start with the SUB chain. This should be boring on purpose. Put EQ8, then a saturator lightly, then utility. On EQ8, low pass it around 120 to 160 HC with a steep slope. Keep only the foundation. On saturator, drive just 1 to 2 dB, soft clip on. On utility, set width to 0%, mono sub, always. And generally, do not let your rec macro destroy this. If you must map the sub at all, map the sub saturator drive from like plus 1 dB to plus 2.5 dB. Tiny. The sub should feel like an anchor while everything above it gets feral. Now the MID chain. This is where the macro does the damage. Add auto filter, saturator, redux, chorus ensemble, EQ8, and optionally glue for control. Also consider placing a utility at the end of the MID chain specifically for gain compensation. We'll do that. Set auto filter to LP24. Start the frequency around 500 Hz. Resonance around 0.7. Saturator. Analog clip. Drive at 0 to start. Soft clip on. Redux. Downsample at 0 to start. Bits at 16. Chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Keep amount low. Rate low. We'll map both. EQ8. Leave it mostly flat for now, but know you'll likely tame something around 2.5 to 4k later. Utility at the end of MID. Gain at 0 for now, width at 100 for now. Optional noise slash TOP chain. This is how the bass reads on small speakers without turning up the sub. Add auto filter, saturator, EQ8, utility, high pass around 2 to 4k. Make it wide with utility width around 130 to 160. And if you want its alive texture, add erosion very subtly in noise mode around 4 to 8k. The key is, you miss it when it's muted, but you don't notice it when it's on. Now map macro 1 and rename it rec. Map MID chain auto filter frequency to rec. You have two aesthetics here. Option 1. Brighter aggression. Map it from about 200 Hz up to 1.2k Hz as rec increases. That brings the mids forward and gets the talking bite. Option 2. Dark rec. Map it from about 600 down to 160 as rec increases, so you distort harder but also low pass more. This keeps aggression without fizzy tops. This is a really heavy pro move for darker rollers and neuro. Pick one based on your track. There's no correct answer, but be intentional. Map auto filter resonance to rec from about 0.6 to 1.2. Cap it. Resonance plus distortion is where pain is born. Map saturator drive to rec from 0 up to about plus 10 dB. If that's too much, make it 6 or 8. The point is, it should snarl by 80%, not explode unpredictably. Map redux downsample to rec, from 0 up to about 3. Keep it subtle. You want grit, not retro game console. Map chorus ensemble amount to rec, from 0 to around 25%. Map rate from about 0.05 Hz to 0.25 Hz. Slow movement reads huge in DNB. Now the critical part. Gain compensation. Map the MID chain utility gain to rec inversely. 0 down to minus 6 dB. That way as you add drive and resonance and modulation, you don't get fooled by volume. And here's an advanced coaching move. Use two-stage compensation. Do that MID chain inverse gain, and then also put a final utility at the end of the entire instrument rack, and map a tiny trim on rec, like 0 down to minus 1.5 dB, that catches the surprise peaks without making the whole thing feel like it loses impact. Also, if rec makes the bass feel smaller, it's often phase smear from modulation. Keep sub modulation free, and consider mapping MID width down slightly as rec increases, like 100% down to 80 or 90. Counterintuitive, but it keeps the mid from going hollow wide. Now, arrangement behavior. In rolling sections, keep rec around 20 to 45%. For fills, bar 16, bar 32, ramp to 70 to 85 for 1 to 2 beats, then snap back. And don't draw straight ramps. Use short curves. Think push-pull energy, like the bass is flexing, not just climbing. Rack 3, pre-master, tension macro. This is your transition knob. Put it on a pre-master group, not the actual master. That way you can print stems and do mix revisions without accidentally baking weird master automation into everything. Route your drums, bass, music groups into a group called pre-master. Add an audio effect rack on that group. Rename macro 1 to tension. Add devices in order. Auto filter, EQ 8, utility, glue compressor optional, limiter for safety only, set auto filter to HP 12, frequency starts low, EQ 8 can be mostly flat, maybe a gentle high shelf available for later, utility starts at width 100, gain 0, glue, if used, should be light, limiter just catches peaks, not smashing, map tension now, map auto filter frequency to tension, 20 Hz up to about 180 Hz. That's the classic remove sub before drop move. It creates tension because the track loses weight. Map auto filter resonance 0.7 up to about 1.4. Again, cap it. Map utility width depending on your style. Option A, club safe. Narrow as tension increases, 100% down to 70%. Option B, psycho build. Widen as tension increases, 100 up to 140%. Risky, check mono. If you do this, I strongly recommend checking your drop in mono so you don't lose impact. Map EQ 8 high shelf gain 0 up to about plus 2 dB for that air panic in the build. Map utility gain 0 down to minus 2 dB so your build doesn't get louder just because you filtered and brightened it. Optional. Map glue threshold slightly lower as tension rises, like an extra 2 to 4 dB of clamp. Keep it subtle. Over-automating compression on the pre-master can wreck groove. Now perform it like a DNB DJ. Last 4 bars before the drop. Automate tension from 0 up to about 80. In the final half bar, spike it briefly to 95. Then on the downbeat of the drop, hard reset to 0. That snapback is the impact. And here is a move that hits ridiculously hard. 1 beat before the drop. Remove information, not add it. In that last beat, quickly reduce your drum room and your high shelf, even if you boosted them during the build. Then when you drop, return to a moderate macro value, not necessarily absolute zero everywhere. That creates impact and continuity at the same time. This audio version is shortened for playback.